2:30, Tuesday afternoon, and Margaret Mills has returned. And Margaret, good afternoon to you. And you're going to be talking about H.G. Wells, is that right?
Yes, good afternoon, Scott. Yes, H.G. Wells does have an association with Essex.
Mm-hmm.
He actually rented a house on the Eastern Lodge estate from the Countess of Warwick, who many people will be familiar with hearing the story of Daisy Warwick. She mm-hmm. was quite a lady. H.G. Wells and Daisy Warwick knew each other socially. They were both very committed to the socialist cause,
mm-hmm.
and they planned to collaborate on a book about socialism. Sadly, it was never written, mainly because the Countess of Warwick went from one project to the other and never really carried anything through. And this wasn't a good time in her life. But anyway, she rented a property to H.G. Wells, and it's quite likely that this property she rented to him, he came there with the express idea of having peace and quiet in order to write mm-hmm. yet another book. Whilst he was in Essex, he entered very much into Essex village life. And it said one of the things that he was very careful to make sure he did was to get all the local Essex newspapers and scour the news stories and use them in his books.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan of H.G. Wells, have a look through, and some of the plots that he uses were definitely culled from the newspapers in Essex while he was living here. Said to be one case in particular, and that was the case of a shopkeeper who was murdered, and the murder was planned to look as though he committed suicide when he'd actually been murdered. And Wells read this account in the local paper, stored it up in his head, and is said to have used part of it in his book, The History of Mr. Polly.
Oh, right, that one, yes.
Yes, but he used plots that he culled from the newspapers in various other books.
Do you know what books he wrote while he was in Essex?
Yes, he wrote Mr. Polly, definitely. And he also wrote a book, I believe it's called Mr. Bristling Sees It Through.
All right.
One of his lesser known books.
Yeah.
But he certainly used plots that he culled from the newspaper in that book and definitely in The History of Mr. Polly. So, unfortunately, the book that he planned with the Countess of Warwick didn't get written, but he, to all intents and purposes, enjoyed his stay on the Eastern Lodge estate, living in a rather nice house there, enjoyed being in Essex, liked the Essex people, liked the Essex scenery, and, you know, who knows, Essex must have helped him in some way with his writing, so we can claim credit for that, if nothing else.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. And what have you got planned for us for next week?
Well, next time I'm going to be looking at the connection between Essex and composer Ralph, or Rafe, depending on how you pronounce it, Vaughan Williams.
Okay, thanks very much.